Happy first Friday, everybody. It is a John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on this May 4th. I refuse to say the Star Wars phrase because I'm sure you've already been inundated on your social media with it. So we'll just say happy Cinco de Mayo Eve to you. Tomorrow's the dog walk, Cinco de Perro, as John's calling it. We're going to be out of Green Lane Park, the jewel of Montgomery County. Hope we can see you there. It's from 11 to 3. Should get it in before the bad weather hits us. And we were already in a crowd of MGK fans this morning as it was first Friday. Packed the studio with listeners, as always. And we talked, Cheetos and burglars. Yes, they can be related. We played some Metalachi music for you this morning, something you've probably never heard before. Took a look at Stupid Fashion with Cindy Graham at 7:20, our normal Stupid Fashion break. And we played Plinko de Mayo with the listeners in studio. Had a lot of fun with that. And we welcomed Ralph Harris, local boy turned comedian and actor. He was back for the first time in like 9 years. Had a great time with him. We learned about tequila on the heels of Cinco de Mayo and all kinds of other good stuff, which you'll hear right now. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
And tomorrow for the dog walk, actually, it looks like we have been blessed.
Yeah?
The sunshine might not be at my heels, but the rain won't be there either. It seems like if there's going to be any rain, it's not going to be until late in the day. So dog walk, as far as I'm concerned, is on. If anything is going to change, we will let you know all about it. That all is happening starting at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning at Green Lane Park. All of the information you need about it is at WMGK.com. Put in the keyword dogs. What about you guys this weekend? Do you you got your giveaways this weekend?
What are you giving away this show? I've moved off of giving it out in the 9:10 break that I usually do. I've started a thing with people on Sunday morning.
Right, where it's the first thing that you do is give away a pair of tickets.
We switched roles because I'm doing it right off the bat.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Lead off Homer.
Was there a conference on this? Was there a meeting of some kind?
No, not at all. I was told, here's your prize. Give it away here.
Okay. I was it.
You know, John, a lot of things, I just don't care.
Right.
You know, it's Sunday. I'm here just to entertain the folks.
I don't care when you give out your tickets.
No, it doesn't matter.
All right. He doesn't care what he does any time of the day, to tell you the truth. All right. But Steve don't care. And Dave, do you care?
I do care about my fans, which is why I'm telling them to listen.
Laura and your wife?
Yes. Who's James? Don't forget about James. Yeah, you have two fans.
Right. Ragnar sits there going, why is Daddy in the little box? That's it.
Exactly.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird and my bush.
MGK.
Along with it being the dog walk day, it is Cinco de Mayo. We got a little Cinco de Mayo happening here. All right. And, you know, and having just played AC/DC, probably a thing that is on so many people's minds is, you know what? AC/DC, great band, great rocking band, you know. But if you want to really get into it, you want to get into it deep, you want to really enjoy it, you know, you're going to have to go even harder than AC/DC. You have to go more metal. But what if you combine metal and Cinco de Mayo? All right.
I don't know, but I like that.
Maracas or something?
I like the thought of this.
What was it? Because I found a band. I found a band, and this band is called Metalachi. And Metalachi is a mariachi band that does nothing but metal music.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, they are Metalachi. So just to give you folks an idea of what that's a hard combination to really understand, mariachi music and heavy metal. But if you put the two of them together, you get songs like this. I love these guys. Couldn't you see being getting that tequila back and this playing?
There's not many things I like more than mariachi bands, just to be honest with you.
But this isn't all they do. I mean, they've got plenty of stuff on their own. You could go maybe a little easier to get started, and then
what is this?
You haven't figured this one out yet?
This is a song of love for you, Chayo.
I love you.
Yeah. Guns N' Roses missed out by not using horns.
This is Guns N' Jose's.
And then if you really want to get into the classics, of course, you got to cover this. I would pay big money to see this act.
Yeah, they really only do West Coast stuff. West and Texas.
Wow, what a surprise! Right. So, for those of you who think that this is sacrilegious, might as well get you the real one.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
What was the first thing? A kettle grill?
Yeah.
What is that?
Is it an actual grill?
I don't know. Maybe. I just read the words, John.
Okay, fine.
Oh,
all right, fine.
No, it's just a charcoal grill.
Oh, it's a charcoal grill.
Yeah, I've never heard of a kettle grill.
Kettle grill before. No, I was sort of curious because you went from that to meat, and now it makes sense.
Yeah.
But at first I was going like, okay, was that in the meat department?
I didn't get it either, to tell you the truth.
Cindy, research your sponsors.
Please, right. And find out what that printer Z157641 is at Staples, too, would you?
I'll look that up for you right now.
Thank you. Here's something that'll even make you feel even creepier. There's a woman by the name of Evelyn Washington in Monroe, Louisiana, right, has been arrested on charges of burglary and property damage.
Why?
All right. Well, it seems that the homeowner of a particular house came home to find Evelyn naked in their bathtub eating Cheetos.
Why not?
Sounds like a party.
There could be worse ways to walk in on a burglar.
Yeah, I guess there is, but she was just like laying in the bathtub with a big old bag of Cheetos sitting on the toilet bowl, and she's just sitting there munching them in someone else's house.
Call me Chester.
Some women like wine in the bath, others like Cheetos, John.
See, that doesn't happen in my house. Because I've got protection. I got a hold of this product.
It happens time and time again. You walk into the bathroom only to find a stranger sitting in your tub eating Cheetos. Well, not anymore with new Guy Sitting in Your Bathtub Eating Cheetos Repellent Spray.
I was tired of coming home and finding guys sitting in my bathtub eating Cheetos. It happened 4 times last week. Well, thanks to the new Guy Sitting in Your Bathtub Eating Cheetos Repellent Spray, I can be sure to get rid of him lickety-split, and I...
Delicious Cheetos. Okay, I'll leave.
Thanks, guys, sitting in your bathtub eating Cheetos repellent spray.
So if you're tired of guys sitting in your bathtub eating Cheetos, get the new Guy Sitting in Your Bathtub Eating Cheetos Repellent Spray. Available now.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
Cindy,
mm-hmm.
It is that time once again for us to look to the fashion world and ask, what the hell are they up to? Okay. Would you please go to our Facebook page and take a look at this?
Okay.
All right.
It's drawing.
Because we don't have enough stupid jeans on...
God.
I don't know if you guys can see this, this is the newest thing from the Carmar company. They just came up with extreme cutout jeans. Basically, it's a waistband and pockets. The zipper is still there, and so are all the seams going down the legs. Right,
a little bit across the knee.
Right, a little bit across the knee to keep the both sides together. But the whole middle of the leg, it's all missing. It's
legless jeans.
It's basically. Right. It's and this is worse than the last one that was just the top part of it. But at least they left the pockets in.
I feel like in 2019, it's just going to be pantsless.
Right, right. Might as well be. You know? Might as well be. And you know what these sell for? Now, now what would it cost you?
Part.
What would it cost you for a basic pair of jeans?
Yeah, 40, 50 bucks.
$40, 50 bucks, yeah, right?
20 bucks at Marshall's.
Okay, all right. Well, you could go. Now, you could make these yourself, or you could go to the fine folks at Carmar and pay $168 for a pair of jeans that isn't there. Right. So, for
I'll
those of you
for
like
for 100 bucks,
right, right. For those of you who'd like to see them, they're on our Facebook page right now.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella.
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette. But it is the 4th of May. Tomorrow being Cinco de Mayo. You know, most people don't know why they even celebrate this thing.
They like tequila.
That, is that what it is?
Arriba!
Only about 10% of Americans even know why this happens, and it really is a cheap excuse. It's for the Battle of Pueblo.
They don't do anything for this
Mexican
in Mexico.
Revolution,
right, right,
right.
No. The Battle of Pueblo.
Part of the revolution.
A fight against the French. Who can't beat them?
Over a Pueblo. Right?
Over a Pueblo. Yes. So, but what we've got is we've got our giant Plinko board here in the studio. Steve, what are some of the prizes at the bottom of the Plinko board?
So we've got prizes, and I've staggered good and not good. So we've got big gig tickets.
Okay,
we've got tickets to the Heavy Hitter show with Fogarty and ZZ Top.
Okay.
We also have a prize pack from the JDB show, Wall of Prizes in the Office.
Oh, okay.
Which are all quality items.
Right.
And lastly, the good prizes, we have a Harry's Razors gift set.
Okay. All right. And, yes. And that's one of the big gift sets, not the little gift set, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll find the big one if it's not.
And what about the stinker prizes?
Well, in light of tomorrow being Cinco de Mayo, we've kept everything sort of, you know, Spanish flair, Mexican flair to
it. All right.
We have a shot of con queso.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you get that, you have to take a shot. Now, it's a little thicker than a normal shot, so maybe I'll give you a spoon. Or work it out with your tongue like a Jello shot.
Okay.
We also have a shot of Cholula hot sauce.
Okay. Yes. Oh, that'll be fun.
A shot of salsa verde, which is the green hot sauce.
Okay.
And lastly, another one that's a bit chunky. That would be salsa.
Salsa. All right. So you're going to end up with something.
Yeah.
No one doesn't win a prize when you play this. And you know what, Ron? This is your big opportunity. All right. Ron Servino, right? Longtime listener, big fan of the show, right? Lives on our text board.
Yes.
Right? You know, so.
Get out of the way, Ron.
All right.
He's very colorful today. Right.
Yeah, he is.
You can choose anywhere.
Hang on, Ron.
We've got to create some radio drama, Ron.
We've got to bring something into it, right?
Now, just so Ron knows, the JDB show Wall of Prizes has a Grateful Dead album in it.
Right. Box set.
I think that's what it is.
It's a box set.
Now, so. Ron is in his tie-dye gear. So,
all right, his Grateful Dead tie-dye gear.
And bandana.
So you can put any slot you want, and we'll see what you come out with.
All right.
Please be something.
What are you hoping for there, Ron?
Big gig?
Okay. All right. All right, well, it's time to Plinko de Mayo. Go ahead. That's where you're going to start.
Off the bat, we start off with salsa con queso.
Salsa con queso.
Arriba!
Right, step up.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, right. There you go. Suck that back.
Suck it back. It's going to be a little bit. There you go.
Yeah. It's going to get stuck in the
goatee. Yeah, use that. How'd that taste?
Not bad, right?
It's a little chunky. Finish that shot,
man.
Yeah,
you got to finish it, man.
Let's go, Rook.
Let's bring Steve up. Steve is... Steve, step up to the microphone because I've got to find out where you actually live. All right.
Hold on. John wants to talk to you.
All right. Now, I know you're originally from England, or from Bristol, you said,
Bristol,
right?
Yeah.
Right. And where do you live now?
Just outside Princeton.
Just outside Princeton. Oh, so it was a nice little drive for you this morning. All right. All right. Is there anything on the Plinko board, the Plinko de Mayo board, that you are looking for?
Heavy hitting. Easy talk.
He wants the heavy
top,
hitter.
The heavy hitter show?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you got to kind of space it out, see where you're going to get that thing to land. You're going to the same place Ron went.
Yeah.
All right.
Wherever you want.
All right, where you want.
It almost got stuck.
That
would be a shot of salsa.
We're
not giving anything good away right now.
The stinkers.
Steve, it's a bit chunky, and it is a hot salsa.
All right.
It's just like a habanero.
There you go. Yeah.
It's going to be better than any British food.
Right. That's going to say this is unlike British food. It has flavor.
Right.
He looks a little worried.
Yeah.
He's a bit tepid.
Rip it back.
All the way back. Wow, there he goes.
Slam that.
There's nothing like drinking chunky stuff.
Slam that shot.
How'd that taste?
Hot.
There's. There's milk in the back. Someone go get the man a chocolate milk.
And let's bring little Debbie up. Little Debbie is here. Not counting.
Wow. Although this is a redhead as well.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
A true redhead.
Unlike Khaleesi.
All right.
All right. Now, Debbie, where are you from?
From Hamilton Township, but we live in Runnymede right now.
Okay. All right. I love when you ask people that, and they give you the history of moving, right? You know? Right. And
is this celebrating Harry's birthday, my husband.
Oh, okay. All right.
Happy birthday, Harry.
And what are you playing for this morning?
Anything but a shot.
Anything but a shot.
Well, we're due.
Well, we're due for a shot. So, what are you going with? There you go. Oh, look at
it.
He's moving.
All right. It looks like you're starting right in the middle. She's thinking about it.
Start in the middle.
All right. Okay. Start in the middle and see what we get.
Moving down. No shot.
Cholula hot sauce. Oh, my God. Yes.
The house always wins.
Harry, come over here. You can do half of it.
We're going to take one for the team.
Happy birthday, Harry. This is what we got you. Cholula hot sauce. Down the hatch.
Oh, boy. Attaboy.
It's delicious. I love Cholula hot sauce.
All right. Well, attaboy. It seems like no one's walking away with the good prizes, so we will just have to go back to the music now. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He is, ladies and gentlemen, Philadelphia's own Ralph Harris.
Yes. Yeah. Better know it. Better know it. Better know it. Better know it. That's right. Philadelphia's own. You better know it. That's right. I had to get out of here when it snowed, man. It's time to go.
All right. Now, is that what made you leave?
I had to leave for the career because, you know, you can only go but so far
right.
in your hometown, right. You know. And so I went to New York.
And the Comedy Factory outlet
shut down. And the Comedy Works and then every other club. And it just kept going. I was like, okay, I got to move further up the turnpike. And then New York. And then I did that for about 2.5 years and then L.A. Because acting took over and I started getting a lot more calls and ended up with a deal and everything.
So, that's great.
Yeah. My voice sounds really good.
I was just saying, whatever
these settings are, I need you to send them to me because this is nice. Yeah, I sound like a grown man in this microphone. You know?
Jeez.
I'm sitting there listening to him going like, why is this guy bothering to do comedy?
Why does he sound like nighttime? Yeah, it's this quiet storm in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed.
So now you haven't been here on our show for like nine years.
Wow, and I'm watching you move from studio to studio. It's mostly because ticket sales get really weird. You got to do ticket sales or you got to figure out what you got to do. So I went on in the high seas. Right. I got on these cruise ships and I'm doing, you know, did a couple of movies and I just kept busy, man. Uh-huh, so now, you know.
So I'm trying to catch up here. Are you married yet?
You know why? You know, let me tell you something about marriage. I've been close. I've been close, but never made it to the church. Uh-huh. Because the thing for me is I don't mind being in a relationship, but I don't like anybody changing my world around. You know, like when I go out on the road for a weekend and she was doing my thing in this whole feng shui thing. And the next thing I know, all my stuff is in a box in the closet. I was like, where are my binoculars? She said, they're in there. I was like, you put all my stuff in the closet in the box. So I just don't know if I want to do that. And then watching my dad become this dude who's wearing Velcro shoes. My father, and he jumps around talking about, look, they light up. I never get lost. You know, it's like, I don't know if I want that. Life, you know, where you gotta, you know, people always say if you just say yes, dear, everything works. Yeah. I'm like, I don't even say yes to people in the restaurant. I was like, no, I don't want your choice. I want my choice. You know, I don't know if I like people eating off my plate, just eating all my food and just stuff like that. It's like, no, get your own ice cream. I bought this ice cream for me. Now, I will fight you to the death for my ice cream. You know, so it's things like that I don't know if I can adjust to. And you know, like I said, watching my father. Set up a grill in the snow.
Right.
Come on, man. That's, you know, my father set up a grill in the snow. I said, what you doing? Your mother told me to come out here and set up this grill. I don't even like it. This hot dog's going to be ready in a minute. You can tell I said, shut up. She's coming. So I came home and actually I was looking for my dad. I said, where's Pop? And my mom said, he's outside. My dad was under the car and two inches of snow.
Right.
And I said, what are you doing? My father has realized you can get a good nap if you put that, you hike the car up and put that board underneath. And I said, come under here. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, come on. So I go into the car. He's like, you go ahead and get a nap. I will be on watch out for a little while. You'd be surprised how fast you get a nap with that smell of gas. Oh, my God. It was the most peaceful rest I've ever had.
But so you haven't gotten married. Have you been engaged?
I've been engaged four times. I ain't sure.
Different women?
Same ring. But, you know, all you do, you just trick it out a little bit. You know, take a couple stones out, you know. But I actually got to the point where I bought loose diamonds, man. I bought some loose diamonds at some wholesale place. And I put them in the, because I always like James Bond movies. So I put these loose diamonds in a safe deposit box.
Right.
So I just recycle those diamonds anyway. They don't know. So as long as they don't meet each other and they go, I remember that setting. No, you don't. Get away from me. You know, but the engagement thing is cool because everyone always says, I don't want a big wedding. I just want something small and simple.
Right.
But the minute you put the ring on, then you start seeing all these wedding books and all this stuff around. So we went to this one place and they said that each plate of food you pay per plate.
Yeah,
I never knew that.
Right.
So I'm like, it came out to like $48 per plate.
Okay.
And at first she was like 15 people. I'm thinking I'm doing the math and my 15 people, cool. By the time she starts getting those magazines, she had 160 people on her list. And she said to me, so you still keeping yours at 15, right? I was like, what? I don't even like people. I don't know 15 people I want to pay $48 to eat. We can go to this Chick-fil-A, get some nuggets, and just keep on going. I don't even like people like that. What are you talking about? I don't want to be paying for a wedding 2 years after the wedding. Or maybe 10. I know a guy paying for his wedding now. He got married 10 years ago.
Oh,
he's still paying that thing off. He gets the loan deferred. I'm like, you crazy, bro. You turn her in and get more off of her. You just, come on, man. Upgrade. What are you doing? I don't know. Just don't come home one day. That's all you got to do. Just keep going. Yeah, people going to talk, but you ain't even going to see those people no more. Just be out in the wilderness, man. I like the wilderness. I don't care.
Hang on a second. A black man who likes coming out in the wilderness?
I like the wilderness. Right. Come on. But you know, I ski. I snowboard.
Okay, all right.
You guys talked me into that stuff way back in the 80s, and I was like, black people don't do that. And then I got out in the world and realized what black people were missing. Y'all were trying to keep it to yourself. Y'all were trying to keep it to yourself. I'm out there doing it all. I'm Tiger Woods, baby. I got country club memberships and everything. They ain't mine. I just found some IDs. But I'm in a lot of clubs now. I'm in a lot of clubs. I'm trying to tell you, bro. I'm serious.
This is why white people don't talk to black people about hockey. You notice it's working, right? What do we got? One guy?
We got one guy. But we actually loaned you guys. We loaned you that guy. We
really?
Loaned you that guy. They do one black guy, what, every 10 years? And then the other black guys who are playing, we got them to, you know, they're light enough that you can't tell who they are. You just don't know. We got them in there.
And if they're a goalie. Then,
you ain't never going to know. Oh, we got 20 goalies in the NHL. You just don't know.
Ralph Harris is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 to 10 at Punchline Philly. Tickets are always available through punchlinephilly.com. But I've got 5 pair of tickets right now for those of you who would like to be at tonight's 10 o'clock show. So all you got to do is call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, and we'll give you the opportunity to walk away with those. It is so good to see
Same
you
Same here,
again.
My brother.
All right.
This is really,
you
really
beat
cool.
me to my brother line. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Ralph Harris.
Yeah. These are real people in here.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again.
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
Although tomorrow is also, it's a tequila day, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, because can you spell tequila?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
TEQUILA.
Okay, look at that. I love the harmony that the two of you got.
We worked on that.
But do you know what all of that? You know what all of that stands for?
There's no.
Oh, it's an acronym.
Let me explain it to you.
T is for topless. I can't find my tank top. E is for endless. The marina's never stopped. Q is for queasy. I think that I might yak. U is for you. I might suggest that you stand back. I is for me, as in I just might be dead. L's for linoleum, feels so cool on my head. A's for amnesia, at least I think so, but I forgot. So raise your glass, senor, for another tequila shot. Raise your glass, senorita, for another tequila shot. T is for Tora, from the floor up in a way. E's for ebrio, in Spanish you might say. Q is for quiet, why is this song so damn loud? U's for unconscious, on the bathroom floor passed out. I is for I'm back, as I stumble to the bar. L's for lost my wallet, but I still have my debit card. A's for another round I just bought. So raise your glass, senor, for another tequila shot. Raise your glass, senorita, for another tequila shot. Raise your glass, amigo, for another tequila shot.
The John DiBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.